Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Remember what was said yesterday. When we realize how precious our soul is, we will not play with our lives. That was a big takeaway from yesterday's broadcast. Realizing how precious our soul is, then we will not play with our life.
Hallelujah. And so this morning we're going to continue our teaching the value of the human soul. How valuable your soul is. And in this season, in this time, I believe the Lord is quickening in the saints, we the saints, the believer who is redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, to get busy going out and look for that one. Go look, he says, we need to go find that one. Because that one that is lost is valuable to God. Because in Luke chapter 15, it tells us that when the lost sheep was found, there was rejoicing. There was great joy. There's great joy in heaven when one sinner repents of their sin. When one person who was out in the world of destruction turned to God. Because now that precious soul has come home.
I like what it says in verse 5. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders. Rejoicing. So think about that. This is his sheep.
Yeah.
So it positively responds to him. He lays it on its shoulders. He's not trying to buck off the shepherd's shoulders. He belongs. He finds comfort in the shepherd. So when we are effectively doing evangelism, there is a positive response from people when we're led by God. You know, sometimes we just think we need to go out with scripts and we need to go after quantity, and then people look at you like you're a joke. But when we are really like seeking God to direct us, to show us, and cultivating those relationships that we do already have with people, our natural network of people that we are in contact with, and there's a positive response from it. You know, sometimes it may be for a time. You may say something to somebody and they may not instantaneously positively respond, but then you may hear months or years later, I remember when you said, because the Bible tells us that one plants, one waters, and it's God who gives the increase.
Yes. So we must always be vigilant and always alert, being on alert to help someone find the grace of God.
Yeah, it's the sincerity.
Yes.
In the effort.
Yes.
The sincerity, how sincere we are in our pursuit.
Yes.
Because we're not doing it for religion. We're not doing it just to say that we're doing it. But when there's a real compassionate heart and you're pouring in to somebody, they are receptive to it. So we just have our approach, you know, sometimes it's a hard thing because, you know, we think, oh, well, we got to go do this and we got to go do that by religion.
Yeah.
But we have to shift how we're thinking about it. It's about how sincere, when we realize the value of somebody's soul, when we see how precious their soul is to God. He gave his one and only begotten son for them, yes, for each and every one. He didn't have many sons. There weren't many sons of God, but one son, Jesus Christ, yes, the word became flesh in the womb of Mary.
Yes.
When she received the word, conception took place by the word. She said, be it unto me according to your word. And then the word became flesh in the womb of Mary. And then he was born into the earth. Behold the lamb.
Yes.
And then now he was sacrificed, the Passover lamb. He was sacrificed for us to be reconciled back to God. Right. And after Jesus Christ was crucified, you don't see in the Bible anywhere where they're bringing the goats, where they're bringing the rams for atonement for their sin.
Yeah.
The ultimate price, the ransom, has been paid through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we realize how precious the lives, the souls of each and every person on this earth are to God. And our compassion then draws us to those who are lost.
And we're going to get into that, but we need to stay, you know, we staying on how the price of a human soul. And Diana and Emily, as I study into this, and Jesus is the price. He has to pay the price. And how the weight was. We're going to go into a scripture that show the weight of a soul. The price of a soul. You can't pay for it. When the weight of the human soul hit Jesus, he says, my Father, if it is at all possible, let this cup pass from me. And that conversation Jesus had was looking at the cross, Golgotha. Looking at the cross and know that he has to go there. He's going to pay. He's going to make that. Oh, he's going to pay. He is the price. And he asked him. And the Father was, there was no other
way.
Way. Yes. That's how we know the value. Mm-hmm. That's how we know the value. There can be no substitute. There can be no other way. And God only have one son. There's not three sons. So, okay, you don't want to go? Let me go to number two. Number two don't want to go? Let me go to number three. You know, him. This is the price. This is the price. This is the only price. Nothing else can do it. And that's why he says, okay, nevertheless, at your will, because that is the will, I'm going.
And there's no amount of money that could buy a soul. You know, we tend to cheapen our salvation.
Yeah.
You know, and in Matthew 16, verse 26, what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? So in other words, you can have everything in the world on this life, and it means nothing if you lose your soul.
So the comparison, stay there, guys. Matthew chapter 16, because it tells you there. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world? So let's stay there. You have the entire world. Think about it.
Yeah.
You have one man that has the power in the entire world. Not just a town, a city, a country. No, the world. And you have it. And God is saying, all of that cannot buy a human soul.
Amen.
All of that made me want to shout and make some noise here. How, as he says, on Monday, it was Monday, when you know the value, or understand the value mm-hmm. of your soul, mm-hmm. you will mess with it. You will mm-hmm. play, with,
play
it.
With it.
You will play with it. You will not play with mm-hmm. it. When you know that, a man mm-hmm. that gained the whole world, and even that man, your soul profit more. Mm-hmm. Your soul profit more. The man that gained the whole world, the entire world. It doesn't, he can't use that to purchase your soul. Ooh, then let me know how precious to God my soul is, so I won't play with it.
Yeah. And Paul shares this message in 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 3. And he was a man who had influence. So he saw he climbed in the world. So he had a position in the world, but yeah. then he comes now and he says, so he has the realization of the scripture. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Because as Saul, he was profiting. But when he converts now, his name is now Paul.
Yes.
He realizes that that's not the most important thing. The power that he had by the earth's influence isn't the most important thing. And then he's telling here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 3, he says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth."
Yes.
"For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." So here, Paul's sharing this message. There's one God.
Yes.
He gave his one precious son.
Yeah.
Why? As a ransom for all, because his desire is for all to be saved.
Yeah.
So he had profit in the world's standards, but he realized, look, it's not more profitable than a man's soul. It's not more profitable than his soul, and it wasn't more profitable than the souls of those around him, because now he begins to impart his life into the salvation of other people, extending the kingdom and promoting the way and going after the lost sheep.
Yes.
Because he was called to a particular group of people, which would have been considered the lost sheep.
Yeah. And he says, as we close off on this morning teaching, he says, "All things that was gained to me, all my accomplishedness, everything that I accomplished, I counted but trash for the excellency and for my salvation, now that I know God." Ooh, you got to see that. Man says, "I put all of that on the rubbish heap. That don't mean one thing. My soul value more. My soul value more. So I put that away."
Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.